This is a podcast for Radio Sangam, the number one followed Asian community radio station in the UK. Okay.
So guys, look who have we met here in Manchester today. The man behind all the music, Surinder Ratan, every track which is rocking the stage right now, the back person of that track will always be Surinder Ratan. Paji, kiddan ki hal chal?
I'm theek ha, tusi sunao ji.
I'm alright, thank you very much. Thank you very much for giving us time, Paji. Yeah. And tell us about your music. Is there? What are your future plans? Are you working on any project at the moment?
Yeah, I'm currently working with some new artists. Currently just working with some music in Bollywood with Universal Music. And just bringing out some new artists all the time, just trying to do that at the moment. So yes, looking good. Album's getting ready.
You have done so many tracks. Yeah. Of course, every track for its creator is always like a kid, is like a child. But if I say, if you want to pick one of your childs, which one would be your favorite?
I'd say the track that started a whole new kind of scene and genre of, which would be Galmukhi Sajjanala Meri. That song there was a remake of Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan's albums, and we did it like a dance track, added a rap at that time, which is not heard of, and the rest is history, as they say.
Surinder Paji, at the moment, you know, in this industry, everyone wants to become a singer, but it's not an easy thing. You need to know, what would be your message to all these kids who want to come into this field, want to come in and sing? As a music producer, you must have come across so many people like with funny voices want to become singer. What would be your message to all them?
I'd say don't listen to nobody but anybody's voice, because there's no rules in music, really. It's just what we're accustomed to. There's some songs out there with the auto-tune that people cannot sing, but they're very big songs, like being worldwide hits. So, and they're not with the trained singer. So it's really what people like. And what my recommendation would be, never be shy, put your music out, get yourself a laptop, get set up at home, and just keep recording and keep playing it, people keep recording. And that way you'll improve yourself and people will like what you want to put out. If you're happy with it and you put it out, don't do something that you're not happy with, that you think, okay, I need to follow a crowd, I need to do that, because that selective people are happy with that. You just be following the crowd and you'll get lost and it won't be authentic. And people usually like hearing authentic things. So if your voice is weird and a bit funny, that's good, because you know there's a lot of tools there that can make it sound good.
So Surinder Paji, like anything coming next month from you, anything you've done already or in the pipeline, making the videos and stuff, is there anything?
We've got a big song with a couple of big artists with T-Series coming, and we've got a new artist called Jet Kara, and we're just about to release his single, and they'll be available next month, yeah.
Okay, Paji, you're a music producer at the moment. I've asked so many people this question that, you know, Punjabi film industry is booming at the moment. Every Punjabi singer is starring in these films, and all these Punjabi music producers are giving music for these films. Is there anything in the pipeline? Are you, we'll see Surinder Ratan giving music for one of these Punjabi films. Anything in the pipeline?
Well, at the moment, we did just two, which was Paji and Problem and Jatt James Bond. So we've got a couple of other tracks coming now, which some films are getting set, scripts are getting written, where we've been sent some of the scripts to write music for certain scenes. So yeah, it's quite a few tracks in the pipeline at the moment.
There is a general perception about people, like, you know, they say the original is always original, but the remix, whenever you remix a track, they say the soul of the track is gone. As a music producer, what do you think, an original, or do you go with the remix version?
I'd say whatever sounds good to the ear, because in the past it's proven sometimes a remix has appeared which people said a day or two more rather than the original, and the song's come out 5 years later, they just liked it because it sounded different, something clicked with them. So it depends what pulls your strings, as they say. So sometimes the original, sometimes the remix. It all depends on the individual, I believe. Okay. I think there's no rule for that.
Okay, Paji, for all our Radio Sangam fans, what would be your message?
So thank you very much for the support, keep supporting, and I hope to see you soon, guys. Thank you very much.